Jesus is now.
Sing the first verse one more time.
My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine.
Sing with all your heart now.
For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior, art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus is now.
Yes.
Dad, play softly. Let's bow our heads together. Heavenly Father, thank you for coming tonight. Lord, this meeting would be totally in vain, Lord, but we know that your presence has now come. And I pray, Lord, that every part that's here tonight would recognize that. That, Lord, you wouldn't let us be deceived, even deceiving ourselves. But, Father, may we notice that you are here. And as we sing this song, we're not singing it to an idol. We're singing it to the living God, the only one true living God that stands next to me right now. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord. I pray you discern the hearts of the people tonight, Lord. Show us what we have need of. Change us from where we are to where we ought to be. To where we can sing this, that we know that you are our Savior. That we know you are our Redeemer. Knowing that we won't be lost in any way. Father, erase the doubt. Take away our sin. Take away our unbelief, we pray, by the blood of your precious Son. I pray there wouldn't be one soul outside of that blood that's in this audience tonight. Commit this service to your hands, Lord. Thank you for coming, Lord. Do the exceeding abundantly more than anything we could ask or think.
Yes.
Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Come. Amen. Come. How many believe the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God?
Amen. Amen.
I'm so grateful to know that he's still alive.
Amen. Amen.
I don't just look at this.
Oh, no.
That's not my God standing there. It's a nice picture of him. But I see him in every day.
Yes.
I see him in everything I see in life anymore.
Yeah.
I see a tree, I see Christ.
Amen.
When I think of Calvary,
mm-hmm.
I see my Father standing there. I think of my Heavenly Father
Amen.
That looked down upon me and had mercy on my soul.
Amen.
Amen.
Aren't you grateful to know
yes.
the Lord Jesus
Hallelujah.
Tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
And to think how unworthy creatures we were. You know, hindsight's 20/20, church, ain't it? You think, oh, Brother Andrew, you know, you must have been born a Christian. No, I wasn't. I'm the chiefest of sinners, as Paul said. I've skipped church to do things I had no business doing. I'm saved by grace, church.
Amen.
And I'm here to preach that message tonight.
Yes.
That the same God that
yes.
died on Calvary said it is finished
yes.
has come in the last days
yes.
and showed he's still alive.
Yes.
And if you'll receive it,
yes.
you can know that you know that you know
yes.
you will be there.
Amen.
He didn't come to give us a halfway salvation. He came to save us.
Yes. Yes.
Soul, body, spirit.
Hallelujah.
I have an unction from the Almighty tonight.
Jesus.
I'm tired of watching the promise of God lay down flat because people won't preach it.
Amen.
People won't believe it.
Amen.
People water it down.
Yes.
He is the same.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Are you happy to be in his presence
Amen.
Tonight?
Yes.
Yes.
I challenge you tonight. If you'll just believe what I just said there, you can have anything you want.
Anything.
Oh,
anything you desire, you can walk out of here with it.
That's right.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Maybe seated. Sister, you come. Y'all come up and sing. Got a song tonight.
We're so much bigger. We're used to too much bigger church.
I have a maker. He formed my heart.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
And even before time began, my life was in his hands. He knows my name. He knows comes. He sees each tear that falls, and he hears me when I fall. Jesus, I have a Father. He calls me his own, and he never leaves me, no matter where I roam. He knows my name. Falls, and he hears me when I call, and he hears me when I call.
Amen. Let's open our Bibles up tonight. Hebrews chapter 4. Can we stand together for the reading of the word, please? Thank you. Hebrews chapter 4. Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath that they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered in, not in because of unbelief. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, not my voice, not somebody else's voice, not some preacher's voice, if you will hear the voice of the Almighty God tonight.
Amen.
Harden not your hearts.
Amen.
For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he have not afterwards have spoken of another day. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. I'd like to preach tonight, our rest has come.
Amen.
Our rest has come. We must bow our heads together. Heavenly Father, we thank you again, Lord, for coming tonight and anointing us, Lord. Knowing that that's when things happen, Lord. That's when people get delivered. That's when you're able to speak and we're able to receive, Lord. And we can get in one mind and one accord. And I pray if there's any thought here contrary to this word tonight, that we would just ask you to forgive us, Lord, and dismiss it out of here. We take over Satan's kingdom because you've given to us the property. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for dying for us. We thank you for the blood that washes us clean. We pray that everyone would come underneath of it tonight. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Coming out of Hebrews chapter 4 from Brother Branham preaching the sermon. He says, and now, if the Lord willing, we'll continue on Wednesday night, then on Sunday morning, and Sunday night on, for as long as I've been here in this time. Not a revival, but it's a revival. A meeting on our regular services. So, did you come to revival tonight?
Yes.
It's not a revival, but it is a revival. Why? Because it's service. Yeah. Every service is special service. Yeah. You tell me why. He said if two or three would gather in his name, he would be here.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, if I knew that Jesus Christ would stand here, I would think this is pretty special.
Yes, amen.
But what do you have to do to see Christ? You can't live down here. You can't tell me you're in service in Defiance, Ohio. You have to recognize I'm in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
I'm not limited down to this world. I'm living in a realm that's beyond all of this.
Yes.
You say, I'm tired tonight. I ain't living in a tired realm. Nope. I'm living in a realm where I never get tired.
Yeah.
Say, I'm sick tonight. I ain't living down in sickness. I'm living in a realm where there ain't no such thing as sickness.
Yeah.
There ain't no such thing as pain. There ain't no such thing as work in the morning. It's just glory after glory.
Yes.
That's where I'm at tonight. Yeah, I'm acting a little crazy because I believe that.
Yes, amen.
I've entered into his rest.
Amen.
How many think God's worried about what's going to happen tomorrow? How many of you think that when the fall happened, when Adam and Eve sinned, God was like, oh, I didn't see that coming. I wonder what I'm going to do about this. No, he entered into a rest on the seventh day.
Yeah.
It was done. It was finished. Why? Because he already saw the whole plan before it even got here.
Amen.
So I'm in revival tonight, church. I hope you are too.
Amen.
Let's read that first two verses again. Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them. So you say, I can sit under the ministry of Malachi 4. I can sit under the true anointed fivefold ministry and it can do nothing for me? Yes. Because just hearing is not enough. You must become a doer of the word, and the only way to become a doer of the word is to be in the word.
Amen.
So it means that the life that was in Christ must be in you.
Yes.
And it can't be put on. It can't be, well, I really want to drink. I really want to smoke. I want to cuss. But I'm going to make myself stop. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that have died to those things.
Yes,
sir.
That have met Calvary.
Yes.
That have come up and seen Jesus too in his face.
Amen.
And looked at that bloody lamb as he sat there and died.
Amen.
And said it was my fault he's on there.
Yes.
Quit pointing the fingers for a little while. You'll find salvation. Realize that it's your sins that put him up there.
That's right.
It ain't your brother. It ain't your sister. It ain't your mama's fault. It ain't your daddy's fault. I don't care how you were raised. I don't care where you came from. Your sin is put him on the cross.
Amen.
And if you can look him square in the eyes and say, I don't care. That's what people do in this day, but they do it to the word.
Yes.
Because they think the word is just this book.
No.
They think it's just a bunch of dialogue. That ain't what the word is. The word is a person.
Amen.
And that person's name is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The word preached, verse 2, did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So that pretty much takes all the blame off of God right there. Because it's up to you. He's given you the promise of the word. He's vindicated himself time after time after time again. Anybody ever seen Jesus Christ fail? No, I failed him a million times, but he ain't never failed me yet.
Right.
You've got to put your faith in what's being preached.
Amen.
I didn't say faith is going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. If you're a Christian, you're on Satan's front line. You walk in the things of the world, Satan won't bother you too bad as long as you don't start taking steps to him. Don't confess Christ out there. And, you know, Satan will kind of patch you around and let you go for a while, but he ends up wanting to kill you anyhow. He don't love you. Don't let the devil ever try to tell you that he has something good for you. He's got nothing. He's empty. He's a bluff. But Christ has all things, and it will cost you everything to gain everything.
Amen. Amen.
If you just get the revelation that what you think you have is a bunch of nothing, you'll give it up and find salvation tonight.
Amen.
True faith ain't easy. True faith is true trust, which means I'm not taking any thought for what I have to take care of. I'm not taking any thought for tomorrow. I just trust God for it.
Amen.
We'll get to this in a minute here, but let me read another quote here. It says, and every trial is put upon you to prove you. And the Bible said, they're more precious to you than gold. So if God let a few light afflictions happen to you, remember, it's for the correction of you.
Amen.
Amen.
Time to humble ourselves in. Oh, brother, I have to do this. I go through this. It's so tough. Get up, soldier.
Yeah.
Quit your whining.
Right.
You know, you start whining long enough, eventually you're going to come in the road to somebody that's going to do twice what you have, and they got the victory.
Amen.
Ooh. If that hurt, I'm glad it did, because that needs to get out of our system. You show me one place God said, it's okay to complain. Show me where he said it's all right to bellyache about what you're going through. No, sir. It's time to get under the blood and realize that all things are working together for his good that he has promised to me.
Amen.
Every son that cometh to God must be first chastened of God and tried, child trained. There's no exceptions. Every son that cometh, and these afflictions are done, they're brought about to see what attitude you'll take. Time to take a new approach on our trials, isn't it? Time to take a new approach on our day-to-day living. Look, you can be a super Christian on Wednesdays. You can be a super Christian on Sundays. You can do it when we go to gatherings, but I ain't one of the rubber meets the road. Rubber meets the road is day in, day out, at home, at work, at the store. That's when you find out if you really got something or not.
Amen.
So we're living in a world that don't even know what love is anymore. They think love's lust. They think love's money. They think love is things. And they can't find where real love is, and that's because they're trying to satisfy something that they can't satisfy without Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
But what's the problem? They love the things in the world more than they love God.
Amen.
It's a shame. It's a shame, but you have to have pity on people because it ain't necessarily their fault in that one sense, because they're blind. I wouldn't blame a blind person walking into a wall. He's blind. He don't know what he's doing. But the problem is, there's an antidote that I've got in my hand, and I'm looking right at the blind person and saying, you take this, you won't be blind no more. And they slap it out of my hand and go, I don't want nothing to do with that.
Sure.
Or I'll go drink this instead. It ain't going to do you no good. Only the gospel will give you peace. Every person down on the inside has a void. You have a void that nothing can fill besides Christ.
Amen.
And you have no right to fill it with anything else.
Right.
You can make anything an idol. You can make anything your source of happiness, and it will fail you every time.
Amen.
You can't substitute your children in there. You can't substitute your father, your mother, your house, your cars. It doesn't matter. It will always fail you.
Yes, sure.
The children of Israel, this is who he's talking about here. He said that, that's verse 2. He says, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, the children of Israel. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Now watch what God does here. He says, now notice, talking about the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. He said, then they were come to the wilderness of Sin. The waters were bitter. Marah. Excuse me, I'm going to have to take a drink. Excuse me. Why did God lead them to bitter waters? Looks like he had led them to good waters. But he led them to bitter waters so he could prove their faith. He likes to do it. He likes to let tribulations come to you. So he can show you his power and his love.
Amen.
Amen.
What would we know if... Just think of your life right now if you didn't have testimonies. What would you be able to tell people about Christ?
Sure.
That's a good idea. It makes me kind of feel good. You know? No, but when I went through... hell and back, we'll say. I've been all the way down to the bottom, and I've come all the way back up, and he's never failed me yet. He's delivered me every time. That speaks to people in this life because they have no hope.
Amen.
They need something that is sure, something that is steadfast, something that doesn't move, and the only thing is the word of God.
Yes. Amen.
You can put every bit of your energy into this, and it will never fail you. That doesn't mean there ain't going to be no resistance. That just means there's going to be resistance. But you've got a power so much higher than that.
Amen.
So much higher than that. It's not even comparable.
Amen.
And God proved in the children of Israel, because Joshua and Caleb, they made it. They made it. They didn't want to complain. They said, we can do this, boys. We can do this. They said, but that sin's too tall. I've done it too long. No. It ain't nothing to do with us. I ain't looking at us. I ain't looking at giants. I'm looking at the giant. I'm looking at the one that created all these things down here. And he's got power to destroy whatever he wants to.
Don't slow down now.
I'm not trying. Woo! People only knew the grace of God.
Amen.
If you knew how far away I get from my own thoughts sometimes, you would know that God is speaking.
Amen.
I ain't saying that to be proud. You know me better than that. Let's read again here. So we're talking about the children of Israel as they came out. They couldn't go into the promised land because they didn't have any faith. And God allowed those things to happen to prove that they had no faith. You think watching the Red Sea split in half would be enough to give you faith that, hey, we're following the right thing. Yeah?
Sure.
Hey, he just said a bunch of flies should come, and it just covered that whole place. And then he said, go, and they left.
Uh-huh.
You could be Houdini, but you're not going to be able to pull something like that off. How about when there was darkness so dark you could feel it?
Yeah.
And yet where they were, it was nice and bright.
Yeah.
And yet they still murmured and complained. Showing that it has nothing to do with what you go through. It has nothing, that doesn't prove anything. You say, well, I've had visions. That doesn't mean anything. You say, I've been through this, I've been through that, I've had this, have this experience. It means nothing. If you're not a part of the Word, it means nothing. You won't be there.
Right? Amen.
Why? Because what is the inner conscience of any man? It's either faith or it's unbelief. As we talked about last week, there's only one way to die, and that's to not believe.
Amen.
So if you look down on the inside, and that's what we just need to realize, just quit being a hypocrite. Get down to the inside, to the very bottom, and figure out, do I believe this or not?
Amen.
Yeah.
Do I think it's just okay? It's just something I should compromise with and kind of do what I think is right? No, it's either 100% or quit.
Right. Amen.
Right.
My, I remember I got rebuked for saying something like that once with a bunch of young people, and about all of them are in the world now. But I remember we were talking about that, and I said, these kids that are out, you know, in and out of church and things and fiddling with the things of the world, I wish they'd just go out there and figure out what it's all about instead of playing this game. They said, no, I think it's good to at least, you know, stay in the right group. No, if you're halfway in, you're already out.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
You say, I'm kind of on the fence, brother. Guess what? Satan owns it.
Amen.
That's good.
Yeah. It's got to be 100% truth or it's a lie.
Amen. Yeah.
Let's read Hebrews 4 again. Verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed, do you believe tonight?
Yes, I do.
We do enter into rest. And what is rest? Carefree.
Amen.
Not worried about tomorrow. I'm not worried about this moment. It's all going to be all right.
Amen.
We do enter into his rest. And as we read in the first verse, it's not even just some rest that's just ours in particular. It is God's rest that he has imparted unto us.
Amen.
And if you can get into that rest and stay up there, you can watch your trials. They won't be so bad this time. You say, well, it'll be harder circumstances. It could be, but you've got something on the inside that can just trample right over all that. You say, I just lost my house. It won't mean nothing to you. You say, I got a mansion over there that just outshines this so bad I can't even see.
Come on, brother.
Oh, I lost my car. I'll be traveling so fast I don't remember what a car was.
Amen.
How do we enter into this rest? We've already went over that over. You must believe. And the only way you can believe is to put your whole heart into it. And you have to die first before there can be life. Everything that has life dies and then comes back. That's the whole Christian message. Resurrection.
Yes.
So if you've never come to a point where you have died in your life, you're not converted yet.
Right. Amen.
We all came facing toward hell.
Uh-huh.
You didn't come born no saint. You came born a sinner. That's what the Bible said. And if there's never a point in your life where something stops you, turns you around and says, go this way, you haven't been born again yet.
Amen.
There's no exceptions, as we read earlier. That doesn't mean there's not going to be trials. It means there's not going to be tribulations. But I tell you what, when you realize where you're heading, and you put your eyes on the goal just like Christ did. He said he endured the cross because he saw the joy that was before him.
Yes.
You know who his joy was? You and me.
Yes.
You and me.
Amen.
And we think we're worthless. We think we're stupid. And Christ came down, gave his life because he wanted to spend time with me.
Amen.
And not just a little bit of time, all time.
Yes.
Amen.
He doesn't want to never leave. How many times do we turn our back on him? Like I said earlier, he don't fail us, we fail him.
Yeah.
I'm so ashamed of myself sometimes, church. I don't even know why I'm going this route. When I think of how my wife tell you that, I get frustrated with the stupidest thing. And I have to go back, and then I come across this like, I gotta preach this? And I got mad because I couldn't paint the wall right? See how easy it is to fall back into Laodicea.
Amen.
Where we whine and complain and nothing's ever good enough and it's always, where's the next best thing?
Right.
If you just come back to the cross, you realize you have the best thing.
Amen.
We don't need an update. We don't need a new version.
All right. Come on.
All we're doing is going back to what always was.
Yes.
At least that's where I'm heading tonight.
Amen.
Verse 3. Let's get moving now. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he saith, as I have sworn my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Which means, you might have to go through a little ruckus down here, but God's already got it planned out. It's finished. It is finished. You don't have to worry about it. If you enter into the rest, you recognize he's already has it planned out. And if he came by my way and changed me and showed me that I am him and he is me, I'm in him and he in me, that proves that I'm a part of this. And it's finished. I don't have to stay saved. I am saved.
Hallelujah.
I don't have to get saved every day again. No. It's done. It's finished. The works were finished before the foundation of the world.
Yes. Amen.
How are you going to walk in rest? You have to know you're predestinated.
Yes.
You have to. It can't be guesswork.
Amen.
Family, amen.
And I ain't talking about some experience necessarily. Because look, we all have different, even being born again doesn't happen exactly the same in every time. What do they tell women all the time? Every birth's different. Sure. And it's true in the kingdom of God. Every birth's a little bit different. Now there's certain things that need to happen. You better get justified by faith. You better get sanctified by the blood. And you better receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You ain't going to be alive.
Amen.
But how long it takes, leave that in the hands of God. How long you go in labor. How long you stay at the altar. Till you die. So you can come back up anew. That's all fine. The only way is to recognize that you are part of the elect.
Amen.
Now let me read this. Come from the prophet himself, questions and answers on the seals. He says, but look, when God puts a name on the Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world, there's not nothing in the world can rub it out because it's wrote with the ink of the blood of Christ. Be it this big, that big, or that big, whatever it might be, it goes just the same. See, all children, all the church, everything there is. And God by his foreknowledge. Now, we don't know. Watch this. You say, Brother Branham, can you prove that you're there? No, sir. I cannot prove it. God could use me for a tool or something else and use you in the same way. But I believe.
Amen.
And by faith, I am saved. Not by knowledge, I'm saved. By faith.
Yes.
That's
Amen.
The way you're saved. That's the way we're all saved.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
How many times do you think Brother Branham had visions? How many times he saw the pillar of fire? How many times he saw the angel of the Lord? And he still said, I'm not saved because of any of that. I'm saved by faith. Because
right.
by faith, I have put myself underneath the blood of Christ. So that way when the judgment angel comes, he can't see it.
Yes. Yes.
Remember the children of Israel, before the judgments were coming, he said, get the blood and put it up on the door. Most people want to look at the blood and say, that's some pretty good blood. Or they don't even kill the lamb. They go, look at this pretty lamb. Isn't this some wonderful word? And there's no life coming to it because
right.
you've never killed it.
Right.
You can be the word all day. If you're not going to die, it won't do nothing.
Right.
That lamb would have meant nothing just sitting there.
Yeah.
He had to die.
Yeah.
And then you have people that come up the altar and they die. But what do? They're too ashamed to take the blood, put it over their life.
Uh-huh.
And you watch them take a little time, they're right back out in the world again. I watched it happen time and time again. I'm not talking about some in and out revival religion that just up and down roller coaster. I'm talking about steady, steadfast
yes.
rest.
Amen.
Amen.
A place where every enemy is defeated oh, before
yes.
he gets there.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Amen. Sad.
Christ's mystery God revealed. Mm-hmm. Predestinated. There's the mystery. Mm-hmm. He, before Christ or anything else was ever on earth, you see his great mystery that he chose the bride.
Amen.
Knowing Eve would fall from disbelieving the word, knowing that she would fall, but he would choose a bride that would not fall.
Amen.
That would hold to the word regardless of what all the rest of the world had to say about it. They would hold to that word. They are predestinated to stand there. The adoption of children by Jesus Christ predestinated the church to that great, glorious stand.
Amen.
How are you going to enter into rest? You have to have the evidence that you are the predestinated. It's not the bride of Christ will be saved. It's I will be saved because I'm a part of the bride of Christ.
Amen.
You see, you can't take the promise of God and put it out here and you're over here. You need to become it.
Yes.
It's the same with the word. If the word, I've said this many times, but if the word's out here and you're down here trying to attain up to it, you'll never get there. This word has to be a mirror that you can see that you are the same. That the nature that's in me desires the things of God. When I see somebody sick, I desire to see them healed. When I see somebody do me evil, I'm able to look past it and say, they're lost, but they're not going to make it unless I do something.
Yes.
Unless I pray for them. Do you understand that there's only certain people who can stand in the gap?
Yeah.
Do you understand that? Not everybody has the position the bride does.
Right. Amen.
And if you don't take that seriously, you're holding us back.
Oh.
Me included. It's thrown in the whole group. We have to recognize who we are.
Amen.
And not just in a nice, happy, go lucky kind of, oh, I'm the bride. Woo, this is wonderful. No, it's down to business.
Amen.
I have a king that I am serving. Not out there, not me here, but he's right here with me, in me.
Yes.
I love him with all my heart, and I can't help but serve him.
Amen.
That's when you find somebody that's really the bride. Somebody that'll take the word. And they don't sit there and go, well, that sounds all right. I know I should stop doing that, and I probably could do that. But I think it'll be all right. That ain't the bride now. That's some chicken religion you need to get rid of. I need somebody that'll take the word and say, amen.
Amen.
Well, I don't understand it. It doesn't matter. Amen anyway. Now let me go into these rests that he talks about here.
Go down to verse 7, please. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day. What are the rest that he's talking about here? Excuse me. Oh, making me preach. Okay. There's three rests that he's talking about here. The first he talks about is God's rest. He made the creation in 6 days, and the Bible said on the seventh day he rested. We know that those days were 1,000 years, and he sat back and said, it's done.
Amen.
It's just the way I like it.
Right.
It's very good. He rested. He wasn't worried about nothing. As the prophet said, he gave it over to his son and daughter and trusted it to him. Didn't even bother with them.
Right.
Right.
Amen. So he went into rest. Then what was the next rest? The children of Israel asked for a law. And God said, okay, I'll give you 1 day rest a week. Mm-hmm. And they kept that for a while. And then after a while, they couldn't even keep that. It didn't sustain them.
Yeah.
That's why the promise, he says, today, if you will hear his voice.
Amen.
He didn't say Friday night, Saturday morning.
All right. Huh? Come on.
That's what the promise was back then.
Right.
He didn't say just 1,000 years. He says today. Why? Because God lives now.
Amen.
Amen.
All the time.
Amen.
Yes.
He doesn't go back in time. He doesn't go forward in time. He always is.
Amen.
Right. So that's the day you have to get into.
Amen.
I hope you hear me tonight. That's why he says he limited a certain day. What is that day? Today.
Amen.
You don't have salvation, you go ahead and put it off till tomorrow and you'll never get it. You put it yesterday as some experience you had 30 years ago, but now you're out in the world again, you can go ahead and forget it. It has to be today.
Amen.
It's limited to that. Do you like the way that God says these things? I love it. Let me read where the prophet says what I said here. It says, what is the rest? When did rest come? How many wants to know how to get into rest and when this rest was made available? It's all right. When people spoke with other tongues and had stammering lips. Oh, speaking in tongues again? Do we got to keep hitting that up in the message churches? Yeah, I think we do a little bit.
Come on, brother.
Oh, my. I remember, I just listened to this not too long ago. Brother Branham was at a church, and the church would normally not tape services. But he says, I want you to tape it because of their worship service. And they were singing in the Spirit. And I said, God, where have we fallen? To where most of us don't know what singing in the Spirit is anymore. Mm-hmm. Or you go, well, where's the music? It's already there. Mm-hmm. Where's the harmonies? They're always there.
Right.
It's not put on. It's not makeup. It just happens. Mm-hmm. That's where the bride of Christ is to live.
Amen.
Not vacation. Not go on the weekends.
Right.
Or Wednesdays and Sundays. Or just revival services. Or camp meetings, which are all fine and dandy, but if you don't hit the rubber meets the road, which is every day, then we'll do you nothing.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. Come on, brother.
Proofs in the pudding, church. Stammering lips. They didn't speak nothing. They stammered. When did it happen? On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost come. That is the rest. The Holy Ghost. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I'll give you eternal life. Zoe, God's own life.
Amen.
God will come into you and be a part of you.
Yes. Amen.
I wish people need to believe that.
True.
Yeah.
It's not just some good thing. It's the life of God.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And if you can recognize, he gave it to me unmeritedly. I did nothing. And he came by and gave me his life.
Amen. That's right.
So I couldn't die.
Yeah.
You were walking in the face of the world. There was just something that said, I can't keep doing this. Something's got to change.
Yes.
And if you can just coast along in the world, in the face of the world, you better be scared.
Yes.
The Bible says, save some through fear of the fire. I'm bringing a stern message tonight. I understand that. Because if you're not in rest, you are looking for the most terrible thing you've ever thought could ever happen.
Amen.
You think this tribulation period is just going to be something we just coast on through? I ain't coasting through nothing. I'm going to be so far above it, I ain't never going to see it.
Amen. Amen.
But if you be down here, you're not under the blood of Christ, you're living a hypocritical life, you're in it one day, out another, you need to be terrified.
Uh-huh.
Terrified to the point where you will run to Calvary.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah.
Let me read the rest of this. Now watch. That was the third rest. Remember we talked about the three rests he gave. First, God received it from his work. Second, Israel received it in the law. Third, the church received it as a part of God.
Amen. Yes. Oh, yes.
Love that.
Yeah.
I didn't receive it because I heard a good sermon. I didn't receive it because somebody said some nice thing. It is literally a part of God.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Let's turn to, I want to prove this real quick and then we'll keep going. Isaiah 28. Just to prove to you that this rest is what we're saying it is. Isaiah 28, verse 10. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. What does that mean? It has to be all the Word.
Yeah.
Put together, not no private interpretation, not taking one scripture out and then pushing right. this one in. No, on top, little by little, here a little, there a little, all together. For with stammering lips and other tongues will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest. Did you catch that?
Sure.
Saying, where's the rest at? How do I get to the rest? It's right there. When did they stammer? When did they speak in tongues? And nobody knew what they were saying. It was in the book of Acts.
Yes.
And people making the message something other than the book of Acts. What are you talking about?
Come on.
They lost it. Do you understand that they lost this? Do you understand that Brother Branham knew there was something missing all the way to the seals? He even said, I don't even think it's me that's this ministry because there's something missing yet. He said, I might be laying on the floor for him, but you wait until after those seals. He said, that book is a brand new book.
Yes, it is.
People think Paul didn't have the revelation. Paul knew exactly what this was all about.
Oh, yes, he did.
John did. Mm-hmm. When he went over there and he got to see the Lord's Day the whole way through, there and back. And what did he see? You and me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not down here in Laodicea. I ain't talking about that now. He saw you in glorified bodies.
Yes, sir.
Remember, when you hear this message, you are hearing from your
theophany.
Yes.
Amen.
There ain't an extra theophany in heaven, church. There's just as many up there as you're going to be in the glorified body.
Amen.
Tanner Cottage, why should I care? They're building a palace for me over there.
Amen.
Do you believe the rest is the Holy Ghost tonight?
Amen. Amen.
It's not Sunday either, and don't go around telling people Sabbath is Sunday and all this stuff. The prophet, I can read it to you, but he said, you know, if it would have been a commandment, Jesus would have said, okay, the Sabbath was this day, but we're going to move it to Sunday now. Do it on the eighth day. He never said anything like that. You're not commanded to take a one-day rest. I've even heard people in the message talk like that. Oh, I got to take my Sabbath this week. And I go, what are you talking about? I'm in Sabbath now.
Amen.
Amen.
Always.
Oh, your brother, don't your back hurt? I don't care. I'm in Sabbath now.
Yeah.
I'm getting on my back. I'm in Sabbath. Why? Because I already defeated him.
Yeah, amen.
In Christ.
Yes, amen.
Every devil was defeated 2,000 years ago. And it's taken the church 2,000 years to finally realize it. But she has to. You have to.
Yes.
You have to recognize that every devil is defeated.
Yes, amen.
Not under the other brother's feet. They're under your feet.
Yes.
Why? Because you're a part of Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
And when he stepped down on that devil's neck, took his keys, you were in him.
Yeah.
It's don't tell me you aren't. You have to be.
Amen. Yes.
Everything he is, we are.
Amen.
Now let me read through. Let's go back to Hebrews. And I'm going to show you the biggest hindrance why people can't get into this rest. Verse 9. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Yep.
There goes all what you can do out the window.
Right.
It ain't no more I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. And the things that I do are for his glory.
Amen.
I have no thought coming. That's the way you want to be a real Christian, is always just think the word.
Yes.
If you get a thought that's not the word, kick it out.
Right. That's right.
That's you. Or that's the devil. It doesn't matter. I don't want nothing to do with it. I only want the word.
Yeah.
You say, brother, but are we going to have temptations and things? Yes, but look, you pack the mind of Christ.
That's right.
Amen.
If you really are born again, the mind of Christ, Paul said it back then, we now have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
You have to notice that. Cease from his own works as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Again, what's the only thing that kept people out? Unbelief.
Man.
That's it. It's not your works in any good or bad. He doesn't care. That's what we just read in the verse before. You have ceased from your own works.
Yeah.
All those works that you said, well, I did this, it was so bad, it was so terrible. They're erased in the blood. He doesn't say it anymore.
Yeah.
That's why you're justified.
Amen. Yes.
And how can you get justified? Only by faith. But faith is just, you might be blind faith for all you know. But when the Holy Ghost came into you, it was God saying, no,
yes,
that's
sir.
My faith.
Yes,
I will recognize
Amen.
That faith
Amen.
And put my life in there.
Yes.
And then you watch your life change. And all of a sudden it's just, oh, I'll lay my hands on the sick and they'll recover. You're not trying to put it on, it just happens.
Yeah.
Go, oh, I love people when I never would have before. That person I wanted to kill, I'm going to go pray for him.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's when you know something's happening.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's not, oh, I got to wake up and read my Bible. You know, I don't want to feel too condemned. Don't you ever come under that. It's that easy. It's
yeah.
that easy to wake up and go, oh, I'm just not living as good as I could. You ain't living anyhow.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
It's rest. Rest for the weary.
Amen.
And we think that God doesn't want to do it. He wants to. Why did he go to the cross and take care of all this if he didn't want to take care of all of it?
Right.
Sure.
Let me read that. Verse 11. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick. Remember, the word of God is not just this book. It is Christ himself. For Christ is quick and powerful. How does he fight? He fights with his mouth. Doesn't even matter where did the sword come from? Right out of his mouth. He doesn't even got to lift a finger. He can say, devil, go. And what? He went, didn't he?
Right, yep.
The same life that was in him is now in us. It's the power of the spoken word, as we talked about Sunday, about all the different ways of healings. What's the purest form? To just speak the word.
Yeah.
We don't mind laying on hands. Praise God. People have faith for that. Anointing handkerchiefs, anointing with oil and things like that. That's all wonderful. It all's for the glory of God. When it comes down to it, it's the faith that makes it happen.
Amen.
I wouldn't never condemn somebody for needing those things. That's wonderful, because they still got faith.
Amen.
Saying Samaritans had to have hands laid on to receive the Holy Ghost, the Gentiles didn't. I don't remember them getting rebuked for it.
Right.
Right. That's right.
Do I need to hide down here?
No. It's
in the Word.
He wants you to make sure you believe.
Amen.
And how can you believe? Because His life is in you.
Amen.
And if you can't find that source down on the inside of the inside of the inside, something's wrong. Because that's where the rubber needs to meet the road. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. What does that mean? The only one who knows what's on the inside of the inside is Christ.
Amen.
The devil don't know nothing about it. It cuts between your soul and your spirit.
Yeah.
You see that? He can go all the way and say, yep, that's it. That's my life. The devil's going, well, it might be. It looks pretty close. He did it with Jesus, remember? All the way to the cross, he was still thinking, well, if he's the Son of God, won't he come off?
Yeah.
He still couldn't quite figure out, is that really the Son of God?
Right.
I know he kicked hundreds of demons out of people and healed the sick and did all these wonderful, but is that really him? And then when Jesus went down to hell and kicked him in the face, he figured out, yeah, that was him. When will the devil know who we are? When death tries to come and take us and it can't do it.
Amen.
Why? Because that's the one thing that the devil has on people. He's deceiving them into dying. Because we're not here to die. That's what the rapture is all about. It strips the devil of every little power he ever thought he had. Because what does the Bible say? This will bring to pass. This is the saying. Death is swallowed up in victory.
Yes.
Can you see that picture? Can you see it's you?
Uh-huh.
That's what's important. Can you see it's you?
Amen.
And you're going to wake up. And this won't be the same. You won't see scars on your hands. You won't see this blue shirt. I believe it'll turn into a white robe. Before you know it, you'll see your loved ones. Everybody's going to be looking at you like you're crazy. You go, no, I know where I am. I'm not going to be here much longer.
Amen. Amen.
You wonder how you're going to get raptured in faith. That's why I believe the prophet said it was 30 to 40 days or something like that, that we would see our loved ones come up and see us. Or maybe it was a month or so, something like that. I'm looking for a church. That's what I live for. And how can I go up there peacefully? Because I've entered into His
right.
rest.
Amen.
That the work's already finished. I'm not trying to build myself into being the rapture.
Right.
I already am packing.
Amen.
It.
Amen.
It can't happen without me. Because if Christ is going to leave the earth and I be of Christ, I've got to leave as well.
Yeah. Amen.
Right.
I'm not getting anywhere too fast, am I? Even the dividing of soul and spirit, verse 12, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. I wish people would just believe that when they come to Christ and know that He already knows every little thing you've done or said, and not play no games with Him, not saying, well, I'm kind of halfway. No, just be straight up about it. Lord, I'm a sinner. I've done this. I've done that. It's terrible. I know you already know what I did yesterday. And even us as Christians, don't give God some half whited up repentance. All right. He already knows what you intended to do. Right. You know, we know we fall. We stumble. We do things we ain't supposed to. It's time to just come up and confess
it. Amen.
And if we are faithful in that, He said, the blood will wash it all away every time. And that's all He ever wanted. That's all He ever wanted of Adam and Eve. He didn't want Adam and Eve to go make up their own religion. He wanted them to come and repent.
Yes.
Right.
And He slayed the lamb anyways. Yes. Even though they didn't, because He loved them anyhow. And if you can recognize, He loved you anyways. Amen. No matter what you ever did, no matter whatever you thought you were, He still loves you.
Yes.
How can you prove it?
Amen.
He came to you.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay, let's read the rest of this. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. What is profession? It's your confession. It's who you are. Let me read what Brother Bram says about that real quick. Hold fast. That don't mean just keep testifying. You ever met somebody like that?
Sure.
Oh, I'm a Christian. I'm going to say that. That's not what he's saying. He says, if you don't live the life, you don't hold it fast. You're living a hypocritical thing.
Amen.
So that's the thing. If you've got to put on Christianity as some artificial thing, you are not a son of God yet.
Right.
And if you are, you're still bound.
Right.
You're living a hypocritical thing. You better be on out and just say you're a sinner and forget about it. Don't profess a Christian. Live something else. You're the biggest stumbling block the world has ever had. If you're a sinner, admit it and go on and get right with God. If you're a Christian, hold fast your confession and stay there.
Amen.
What does it say when he told you to put the armor of God on? What's the last thing he said? Stand.
Yeah.
Which means don't never go back.
Amen.
What did Jesus even say? He said, if you even look back, you're not worthy.
That's right.
So we are called to be faithful soldiers. Jesus had, he was so concerned with the cross, they said his face was like a flint to Calvary.
Uh-huh.
Which means it wasn't aiming nowhere else. It was going straight to Calvary his whole life. He knew that's why he was born. He even said that. I was born to die. Aren't you grateful, though, that since he was born to die, why did he do that? So we wouldn't have to.
Amen.
Why did he suffer? So we wouldn't have to suffer like he did. Verse 14, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. What is the biggest problem with people coming up to Christ? As they think he is not a person. They think he's a thing. They think he's a good idea. They think he's a book. No, the Word of God is a person. And as you come up to that throne, you have to recognize that the same Jesus Christ that died on the cross is the one sitting on the throne. He's the one you're coming up to. And you've got to get out of this realm and believe that.
Amen.
Or nothing will ever happen. You will go the same way you always have. But if one time, and that's all it takes,
yes.
One time,
yes. Amen.
You can meet Jesus,
amen.
You'll never be the same. I'm like, it's not a book. He is literally a person, just like I'm standing here. He has voice. He has a feeling. He has eyes you can look into.
Amen.
If you'll just believe it. And if you can recognize that the anointing of God is Him, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Every person that's been baptized with the Holy Ghost has been baptized by the same God.
Amen.
It's not different God. It's the same, self-same God.
Amen.
In every one of us.
Amen.
And if there's a part of God in you, when it sees that God out there, it'll automatically attract it. And what if you're a son of God, we know you're predestinated. But look, you won't know that until you yield to that thing one time.
Amen.
Don't live a hypocritical life. I'll tell you, firsthand experience, I've done it. I'd rather just be a sinner. It was easier just to be a sinner and just admit it that I was wrong than to be a hypocrite. And on top of that, as he said there, you're the biggest stumbling block the world's ever seen. Because what do? They look at you and go, Jesus would do that? Check up time. Let us hold fast our profession. Which
Amen.
Means don't never let it go. Don't never think, I'm not in heavenly places right now. Because you are. You always are. You're not never to leave. You're always supposed to be in the presence of God. It's not something you earn and get back because it's a reward. No, you are always in His presence.
Amen.
And He always wants to manifest Himself. You say, well, that's a little too simple. And that's the problem.
Yes.
We make our relationship with Christ different than me talking to another person. But that's all it is.
Yes.
You want answers? Ask Him.
Amen.
You want forgiven? Ask Him. You want the Holy Ghost? Ask Him.
Yes.
And He will give it.
Yes.
He will. Don't earn it. Don't work up to it. Believe it.
Amen.
Say, I accept it, Lord.
Yes.
Merrill's had a worldly girlfriend. And when you're a sinner or a hypocrite, it doesn't matter, same thing. You can't resist things. Let's just put it that way. And I remember I would pray and say, God, help me. Help me not to do this. Help me not to do this. Help me not to do this. And it would never work. Why? Because He knew at that time I loved that thing more than I loved Him.
Yeah.
So He couldn't do nothing. As long as you got your hands wrapped around sin, you can't take them off long enough to
right.
put it on Christ.
Right.
You've got to let go.
Amen.
And I remember I hit that point in my life. It was on my bedside. It don't have to be some fancy thing. It don't have to be church. It can happen anywhere. You can be born in a stable. You can be born out in the middle of McDonald's. It doesn't matter as long as you get born.
Amen. Yes.
I was laying in my bed. And I'd given up on that. And really, that's all it is. That's all God wants out of you. Give it up. Just let go. And say, God, give me the power to never go back. From that day on. Remember, Brother Rand preached that sermon, I believe. From that day, it was never the same.
Amen.
Say, have you stumbled, Brother Andrew? Yes, I have. Have you made mistakes? Yes, I did today. I repented of them. But there's an anchor. What is it? It's the Holy Ghost rest.
Oh, yes.
It's a peace that does pass all understanding.
Oh, yes.
If you can wrap words around your real relationship with Christ, you're missing a little bit somewhere.
Amen.
It's just like if I try to express to you my love for my wife, and I can do it in a textbook, there's something wrong. You shouldn't be able to read a textbook and figure it out. You need to be me to figure
right.
it out.
Right.
You think of God's love to us. How are you ever going to understand it? You just have to be a part of Him. And it's not going to be by words. You're not going to be able to explain. It's just, you know it. You just are it.
Right.
I'm trying to find a good place to stop. Hebrews chapter 4 again. Brother Brand preaching, sorry. You say, well, I know the Bible. You don't have life by knowing the Bible. I know my catechism. You don't have life by knowing your catechism. Well, I'm a Christian. You don't have life by professing Christianity. You have life by knowing Him.
Amen.
Knowing Him, you have life. Then you enter into His rest. You cease from your own works as God did from His. You are made a son of God, a partaker of God. And if that Holy Spirit woos to you and you woo back and say, yes, Lord. That's all I ask. Let's stand. Every head bowed, every eyes closed. As Paul said there, everything is naked and open before Him. What can we have to do tonight? I believe I'm in a group of people that knows that Jesus Christ is standing in this building right now. If you have any darkness, don't lie to Him now. Confess your faults. Confess your sins. He will take it far away from you. Say, Lord, I don't have the joy I used to have. Ask Him. He'll give it back to you. Just wait on Him. Pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for Your presence. Lord, there's no words to describe how wonderful You really are to us, Lord. And I pray that any hindrance in the people of God tonight, anything that keeps us back from wooing back to You, our love that we have for You, Father, we dismiss it in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray if there's just one here tonight that doesn't have this rest that we speak of. Lord, I believe that the door of grace is still open. May they find You in the time of need now. May they come boldly to Your throne. Not to me, not to a church, not to some building, but to Your throne of mercy.
Yes.
Your throne of grace, unmerited favor that You have shown us. Why did You show it to us? Just because You wanted to. And we're so happy to be a part of that. Thank You for forgiving us, Father. Thank You for taking away our sins, taking away our iniquities. Thank You for not punishing me according to what I should have had. But Lord, by your grace, you forgave me. I'm so happy, Lord, to know you. I'm so glad before I would have known you as a book, you came to me and met me personally, Lord. And I pray that each one of us have a conference with you tonight. That we wouldn't worry about tomorrow. We wouldn't worry about our neighbors. We wouldn't worry about what's going to happen. But know that we are in the presence of the King. And that, Lord, you always want to talk to us. If there's any questions on the people's hearts, if there's any needs, I pray you fulfill everyone tonight. You receive all the glory and honor. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Now let's worship Him in spirit and truth tonight. Let the Holy Ghost do with you as He pleases. Sing it with all your heart to the Savior. Credit, Lord Jesus. Credit, Lord, speak to everyone.
Hallelujah. All that really matters.
You're everything, Lord.
And then your life will never be the same.
Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord.
For there's only
it's the only way, church. You've got to believe tonight. Let your hand of faith reach His.
Just believe when you call on His name.
Don't harden your heart today if you hear His voice. Let Him in.
Oh, incredible Jesus. Is all that really matters. And then your life will never be the same. And there's only one way to touch Jesus. Just believe.
Again with all our hearts now.
The touch in Jesus is all that really matters. And then your life will never be the same. For there's only
softly. Let's just worship Him a little bit. Let's raise our hands. Give Him thanks. Give Him praise. If there's anybody that should know how to praise the Lord Jesus, it's His bride. Oh, we praise You, Father. We thank You. Thank You for loving Him, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. You're so good. I worship You. We praise You. Hallelujah, Jesus. Holy Ghost ain't done tonight, church. Don't get in a hurry. He won't let His word return void. If He's got a purpose tonight in your life, He will make you wait until it happens. Today, if you hear His voice, don't harden your heart. Soften yourself to the Lord. He'll soften Himself to you. Let Him do it as He pleases. Yield yourself to the Spirit, church. Let Him do as He pleases with you. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Fill your word, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't be afraid, church. That's just Him. That cloud sitting right in this room, you know He is. Waiting for somebody to fall on that has a need. He's here to fulfill your need tonight, church. We shouldn't walk with any burden on us anymore. We need to enter into rest. Don't hold back. This is not the time of holding back. It's time to let go and let God. Give it all to Him now. Saying, I've been too bad. No, you haven't. Or you wouldn't be here. When the door of mercy shut, there won't be no presence of God to come to. He's still here now. Walk into His presence before it's too late. The door of grace is soon closing. I believe it's long past due, but God is so merciful to us. Just as in the days of Noah, He waited 120 years to find some souls. We think 50's been a long time. Don't put one foot into Christ. Throw your whole body in there. God, forgive me, a sinner. God, forgive me, a backslider. Fill me anew with the Holy Ghost. I don't want to be this way no more. I want to see You in the mirror, Lord Jesus. Pray for one another too, church. Love one another. That's how God comes on the scene. He works through love. Pray to the Lord Jesus. Don't be afraid. Just yield yourself now. I'm not a fanatic, church. God is wanting to do something tonight. Don't be afraid. Fear is of the devil. God is no author of confusion. He loves you tonight, or He wouldn't keep telling you this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
For I have spoken, I have given my word this night. If you will listen to the voice of my word as it has already been spoken,
right, Heavenly Father.
If you will hearken to me this day, for I live now.
Hallelujah.
I am with you now.
Hallelujah.
And if you will just believe and accept, open your heart to me this night.
Oh, grant it, Father God.
Let me come
each
in
soul,
and let my
Jesus.
Living word make you a new creature in Christ.
Yeah, Lord Jesus.
For Christ is a person.
Hallelujah.
I am among you. I have eyes as you have. I have ears as you have. My mind can be your mind.
Oh, grant
my
it, Father
life
God,
can
each
be
soul
your
tonight,
life.
Lord Jesus.
My salvation, my deliverance, and my healing will carry you through into
oh,
my rest.
Oh, hallelujah.
It is real.
Praise
reach
Jesus.
Out and take
oh,
it
hallelujah.
Today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Reach out and take it.
Hallelujah.
Now.
Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Accept His word now, church. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, thank you. Love Him. Love Him. Love is the land. Just Just accept his word now. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, love him. Love him. Love.
Just love him. That's all I want you to do.
Love him. Love the land that was slain.
Love him with all your heart now.
Oh, yes, Lord. Love him.
That's within you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Lord. Have your way, Father. Have your way, Lord Jesus.
Praise the land that was slain.
Hallelujah.
It's moments like these, you wonder how glorious heaven's really going to be. There ain't nowhere else to be right now in the church, in the world. There ain't nowhere better than where we are right now. There ain't nobody to be jealous of. You are in the presence of Jesus Christ. And for Him to come down and speak to us personally, show us that there's still time. There's still a door open to us. God, have mercy if we turn down such great salvation. We prepare to go tonight, trusting that you've listened to that presence tonight. Can we sing it as well with my soul? That's number 98 in the book if you don't know it. Be real reverent, church. Don't get hasty. You don't want the Holy Ghost flying away. He wants to stay right here with us. Sing it as well with my soul. Just sing that first verse.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when song
with all your heart.
Whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul.
Sing it now in confession. Tonight, you got peace flowing through you. Yield yourself to it now.
Attend.
Thank you, Father.
My way. When sorrows like sea billows roll.
Glory to God. Praise you, Father.
Whatever. Thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul.
Keep us in prayer. We'll be leaving this weekend. Won't be back till probably next Tuesday. Brother Nathan Erickson will be here preaching Sunday, so come expecting, come prayed up, believing all things are possible. Aren't you happy to be in the presence of the Lord tonight? Can we give him a hand clap for him? I'm glad to be part of the bride's revival. Not going to and fro. It's within us, church.
Yes.
Aren't you happy to know these things? Happy are you if you know these things. Dad, I'm going to have Dad sing a song, finish service song. If there's anything else left you need to do, you can stay here just as long as you have to. It's between you and the Lord anyhow. And no man can give you anything, but there's a God who can give you everything. But you can stay and worship the Lord as long as you like. You're dismissed tonight. God bless you.
We love you.